When fans arrive on opening day, they'll walk through a 60-acre complex of shops, dining, and apartments before they set foot in the stadium. The Braves are spending $500 million on a mixed-use development it's calling The Battery. It's part of a growing trend. Teams create an experience for fans, fans come earlier and stay later, and hopefully the team makes more money. But do businesses outside that development benefit? Malaika Rivers is executive director of the Cumberland Community Improvement District, or CID. It's a 6.5-square-mile district around the park that taxes commercial businesses to invest in transportation infrastructure. Rivers says that what's good for the Braves is also good for surrounding business.
Since the Braves announced in 2013 to now, our property values have increased 15%. That's adding $675 million in property value to this district. So it really is phenomenal.
Some experts say that's not enough to justify public spending, more than $400 million in Cobb County. Roger Knoll is an economist at Stanford. He studies the impact new sports stadiums have on the communities around them. He says most existing stadiums stop fans from engaging with anything outside the game. He calls it a reverse donut model with a stadium in the middle.
And then surrounding that is a sea of parking lots. And if you want to punctuate it even more, you can add a freeway that goes all the way around it, which many stadiums have.
For this new model to work, Knoll says it would take a much larger development than what the Braves are building. In California, the Los Angeles Rams are building a multi-billion-dollar stadium project. The mixed-use development there will occupy nearly 300 acres, a space three times larger than Disneyland. According to Knoll, even that might not make a difference. The best-case scenario is that the Braves' development makes enough money year-round to help pay off the $18 million a year in debt servicing. The worst case?
It sort of fades away and becomes an eyesore and not a financial success. And essentially, the county is left absorbing the entire cost.
Rivers of the CID isn't worried. The Cumberland community has been growing steadily for the past 30 years. She sees the Braves' investment as an added bonus to existing improvements that have been in the works for close to a decade.
The timing is just that they're now coming out of the ground, fortunately, with the opening of SunTrust Park and the Battery.
The Braves have laid the groundwork for a new model of how sports stadiums interact with the communities around them. With taxpayers on the hook, both the team and the community are hoping they don't strike out. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.